Mitzora Tavshinayin Zayin. Okay, so let's take a look. There are some really beautiful, I think, not just beautiful, but very insightful Sas Emeses here, but I think we have to start a scooch before. Take a look at the Medrash there. It's until in Lamedal on page 1 on the top. Davar Acher. It's a kol asa yotha be'ito. Everything Hashem made appropriate for its right time. Kol masha asa kodesh baruch bo'olamo yotha asa. Everything Hashem made has its purpose, serves its purpose, etc. Yotha asa. Amar David v'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
I can say a few things, not people.
Amar David. Amar David v'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol ma she'os asisa yofa, v'achokma yofa, yofa min hakol. Everything you made, right, is appropriate, well, fits well, is beautiful, harmonious, v'achokma yofa min hakol. And the chokma is the most beautiful of everything. V'cheinu omer, ma'arabu ma'asech, Hashem kulam b'chokma asisa. Kol ma shasisa yofa asisa, aval hashtus shebarasa, right? Shtus. Ma no yesh lecha lefanecha. Insanity, right? Insanity, where a person doesn't conduct himself according to what the norms of society are. Ma no yesh lefanecha. I won't pick up on that. Ma no yesh lefanecha. What hanah do you get from this? I know there's a hanah. Does Hashem get what hanah? The way Hashem constructed the world, is that everything, kol masha baruch kosh baruch bo lomo, like it says at the end of Avos, kol masha baruch kosh baruch bo lomo, lebro el chvodo. Everything is the chvodo. So then the hanah he's referring to over here is the kavod that comes out of it. What kavod comes out of creating insanity? Ma hanah yesh lecha lefanecha. Kesha adam ahalech b'shuk. Person walks in a public thoroughfare. Mekareas begotav. He tears his clothing. Spittle rolls down his mouth with face onto his beard. Right? He's insane. Nebuch. He's crazy. Vatinokos rotzin acharav. Little children run after him and mock him. Va'am mesachakim imenu. And people make fun of him. Zeh no'ah lefanecha. Is this no'ah?
You're reading
the Medrash at the top of the page. Okay. Right? What do you call it? Zeh no'ah lefanecha? Is this appropriate? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David, al hashtus ata koratago, chayecha shetitzarech lo. You're issuing a complaint about insanity? What do you call it? By your life, you'll need it. You'll need it. So, and what's that referring to? When David fled from before Shaul, so he came to Gas, Achish Melech Gas. Okay, he was the king of the Plishtim, one of the kings of the Plishtim. They had every city had its own ruler, and he shows up there. He understood Achish to be an honorable person, even though he was Plishtim, but he was an honorable person, and he thought he would be able to find refuge over there. Even though Lamaisa David was the one who killed what he called Goliath. Goliath was the champion of the Plishtim, etc. But again, since he understood Achish to be an honorable person, he assumed that Achish would allow him to stay there because he's coming in a time of peace. He's not coming in war. The battle he fought with Goliath was fair and square. It was like he would joust, right, etc. He won, and Goliath lost, and you know, Messiah, that's it. Because he trusted in the honor of Achish. What Kanire he didn't realize was that Achish's bodyguards were the brothers of Goliath. Uh-huh. Now this is a sad moment here for our hero.
Yeah.
He shows up there.
Missing data problem.
Right. He shows up there, and all of a sudden he sees that Goliath's brothers are the bodyguards of Achish. And he hears them saying, "This is the guy who killed our bro," right? And then he hears Achish say in return, your reply. He said, but he fought him fair and square. Those were the rules. You know, whoever won, won. So they said to him in return, well, if that be the case, that whoever wins, you know, wins, and that was fair and square, remember the deal was that whoever lost became vassals, you know, servants to the, what do you call it, to the winner. And the one who wins is meant to be the, what do you call it, the leader, the king. So that means fork over your crown to David, because he won. Therefore, since he beat our champion, and the rules were whoever wins, yeah, the winner takes all. So that means you shouldn't be king anymore. He should be the king. So Achi says, I see you explained it to me. Right. And then it says David is afraid. He's afraid. Right? He's afraid. And he calls out to Rabon Shalom. He says, Rabon Shalom, some of that shtus, that insanity that I mocked, right, or that I said, I don't see any purpose to it. I see any purpose to it. Give me some of it. So either Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the ability to feign insanity, or actually struck him with insanity. He struck him with insanity. And when he struck him with insanity, so David was there, you know, he's drooling, he's screaming like a lunatic, he's really caught, he's writing on the walls, you know, Achi owes me so much and so much money, and his wife owes me so much and so much money, etc. Meanwhile, Achi had a wife and a daughter, who were both, what do you call it, who were both insane, and he says, he turns to the Goliath's brothers, he says, what do you want from me? This guy's crazy. I have enough crazy people here. Just get rid of him. Get rid of him. And so they throw him out of the city. They don't kill him. Why don't they kill him? Because what's the point of killing him? Yeah, he looks like David, but he's crazy, this guy. Right? There's no vengeance taken on a person who's not the person. Even though he looks like him, I mean, he is him, but he's not him. Because he's crazy. He's crazy. His identity is gone. And so David is saved. David writes a Perek in Tehillim about this, so we say every, right, Shabbos. Psukim Dizrim. David, B'shano Soas, Tamo, Lifnei Avimelech, Vayigasheo, Vayelach. Perek Lamed Dalad. Perek Lamed Dalad. He says, David, what do you call it? He calls him Avimelech, just as an aside here, over here. This is totally parenthetical. Why does he call him Avimelech, even though his name is Achish? So Rashi says he saw he was a tzaddik like Avimelech. Mm-hmm. Right? And I think the pshat in that is that he saw he was a tzaddik like Avimelech, just like Avram said. Yeah, even though Avimelech, in the days of Avram, was a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik. But he also said, Avram said to him, the reason I didn't tell you that she was my wife, right, about Sarah, I said instead she was my sister, because I thought Rakei knew Yiras Elokim b'makom hazeh. And there's no Yiras Elokim over here. And in other words, I knew that you were a moral person. You were an ethical person. But all of your ethics and all your morality was man-made. In other words, you decided that was the correct thing. It's not like you felt yourself beholden yet to the Creator to follow that. This is what you believe was the right thing. So if you have a rule in Gerar that says that you can't take a man's wife, right? But there's no rule that says you can't take a man's widow, right? So next thing I know, I'm going to find myself floating upside down in cement overshoes, right, in Nachal Grar. So therefore, that's why I said it. So David, in turn, refers to Achish in Tehillim as Avimelech, because he saw he was a tzaddik like Avimelech. In other words, when push came to shove, it was going to mean that he was going to lose his crown, then he thanked Goliath's brothers and said, I see what you're saying. You explained it to me. Now I know it. Now I understand. So David knew he was going to fold under the pressure. And that's why he asked for the insanity. In that perek, in Tehillim, so take a look under these. I chose a couple of psukim there. It says, L'David b'shamasos tamol lefnei avimelech v'yosheh v'yelach. Avachot Hashem b'choleis tamid tilitho b'fi. Okay, he's praising Hashem, yeah, as he's mishane his tam. In other words, he changed his normal affect. He acted like a crazy person, right? Well, again, Hashem hated him. Whatever the case may be, avachot Hashem b'choleis. I'll praise Hashem at every moment, at every juncture. Tamid tilaso b'fi. His praise is always in my mouth. B'Hashem tishalel nafshi. Hashem tishalel nafshi. I take pride. I feel a sense of godlus, greatness, says David. Yeah. Yishmu anavim yisbachu. Bahashem tisalam shi. You know, there's the sense, my self-concept, my sense of greatness is born out of Bahashem tisalam shi. Hashem is so close to me. Look how Hashem is mashgiach upon me. Look how close I am to Hashem. Yishmu anavim yismachu. The humble will hear and they'll rejoice. Now, what does that do to the price of eggs?
The humble will, you know, Hashem will reveal these humble people also.
Right. But what do you call it? That's one possibility, right? But it sounds like, yeah, it sounds like I shouldn't say. The Malbim has a parish over here. And he says as follows: Bashem tishalel nafshi, v'lo od el shenafshi tishalel bashem. Shani mitpa'er, I take pride, I feel glorified. She is the Abba Shaman, that our Father in heaven, ha'oev osi, who loves me, u'mashgiach alai, who watches over me, v'shanafshi, hi chelek mimenu v'atzula mi'ito. That my soul is, as it were, emanates from Hashem, and kav yochol part. Right, whatever that means, right? U'v'chol zos, nonetheless, yishmu anavim v'yismachu. The humble will hear, and they, as it were, they will rejoice. So, techashev li ha'hilul v'yitpa'arut, they shouldn't be considered, it won't be considered, my taking praise and my pride, as it were. Yeah? Zeh le'gaiva. It's not considered gaiva. And as I'm saying, look how close Hashem is to me, look how close I am to Hashem. Yeah, it's not considered gaiva. Why? Shebehevech hanovim yismuach olos. The litmus test that shows it's not gaiva is because the humble will hear this and they'll rejoice upon what I've said. Shagam shekol yishalulus visparus im snui anova. Even though any time a person says, unbelievable me. Where's that stapler? So I can finally staple my thumbs to my suspenders. I went to Wharton, right, etc. Yeah, even though that's maybe sanui, that's not, I have nothing against Wharton, right? But that's detestable because it's full of, the person's full of himself, of gaiva. But over here, when this sense of importance or chashivus or strengthening his own self concept, whatever terminology you want to use, those not exactly the same thing, obviously. Yeah, is that because look how close Hashem is to me. Hisparus hazesh yishalul adam b'shem anova taskimima. Humility will agree with that type of sense of greatness, because it's not because I'm great, it's because look how close Hashem is to me. My greatness is born out of Hashem's kind and close hashgacha upon me. Kvashakasu vayig balibo v'darkei Hashem. Person's heart swells with pride in his what do you call it, connection to Hashem and the path that he chooses to follow Hashem. It's good. Baruch Hashem, I'm close. Look how close Hashem is to me. You should be filled with simcha. That's what you daven.
Simcha, that's what
Gaivadik. What? Gaivadik. It's not Gaivadik. Gaivadik is what you call it, is when it's me. When it's because look how close Hashem is to me. It's His chesed upon me. Right? So then, what do you call that sense of chashivus I feel because I'm close to the Melech Malchei Amlachim, right? That's not gaiva. It's all coming from him. It's not like, hey, look, I'm bigger tzaddik than you. Oh, I'm a bigger tzaddik than you. I'm big tzaddik because I eat gravy train. I'm bigger tzaddik than you. Right? That's not what I'm talking about over here. We're not talking about the guys like that. The boy, he's not like, I'm bigger than you. It's what he called, I'm a zero. But I'm connected to Melech Malchei Amlachim. That's there, says the Malbim, that's Nakuda Shabo Yiskabtsu Banefesh Anova Vagaiva Vayula Chodim. It's the point of intersection of humility and, let's say, pride. But it's not an unhealthy pride. It's a pride because it's not because of me, it's because look who my father is. Look who my father is. Gaiva zush is gai adam lomar or lemor la shashem mauzo mashgiach lav tamid hi hanova. When I say Hashem is my source of strength and He's the one who watches over me, that quote unquote pride is born out of it. Is, yeah, it's a subset of anava, because it's not me, it's all from him. It's all from him. It's all from him. Fine.
What are you saying in
that context? What am I saying this? What do you mean? Yeah. This pasuk of Avachlat Hashem b'chol eis, tamiti l'sol b'fi, Hashem tishalel nafshi, I take my pride, the pasuk gimel, b'erim pek l'amadalad, in Hashem, I take my pride, my nefesh takes pride, yishmu anovim yismachu, and nonetheless, even though I'm expressing myself in terminologies of pride, closeness, look who I am, etc. But nonetheless, the humble will rejoice when they hear that, because they know it's not a pride that's born out of, you know, self-praise stinks, as they say. Yeah, but rather born out of the fact that, what do you call it, that look how close my Father in Heaven is to me. Wow. Wow, isn't it unbelievable? Chasdei Hashem. Chasdei Hashem. Then he continues on. In the parak, he says, "Gadlu Hashem iti, may God Hashem make Hashem great along with me. Let's be Magadlu Hashem Romosh Vayaklov, and let us raise up His name together," as he calls out to all the Anavim. Then he says, "Right, I'm skipping Sukkim. L'chu vanim shimuli, yiras Hashem alamedchem. Go, my son, my children, v'shimuli, and hear me. Yiras Hashem alamedchem. I'll teach you about yiras Hashem." Mi ha'ish echafetz chayim ohev yamim lir os tov. Right? Mi ha'ish echafetz chayim ohev yamim lir os tov. So says the Radak, mi ha'ish echafetz chayim ohev yamim lir os tov. Kloma, mi shiyirtze b'chayim u'b'yamim shiyire b'hem tov yishma, right? Yiras Hashem shalom denu. What I'm being the Radak's perish on that pasuk. Mi ha'isha chavetz chayim o'ev yamim liros tov. And there's someone who wants to see the chayim and his days, etc. He wants to see the tov in them. What do you mean? He wants to chayim v'mi ha'tov him ba'olam hazeh u'ba'olam haba. What does it mean? It means, what do you call it? I'm looking for the real life in life. I'm looking for what tov is really in life. Because I want to experience life in its truest sense, and I want to experience and see the tov, the good, in this world in its truest sense. And it doesn't mean I want to live to 475 years, right? Yeah, and I want to be able to take a Black Ocean Caribbean cruise every 6 weeks, right? It doesn't mean that. It means I want to chayim and real chayim and real tov. So says the Radak. What's the recipe to that? Nitzor l'shon chamira usvasecha midaber mirma. Guard your tongue from evil. Usvasecha midaber mirma. And your svasaim should not speak falsehood. Sur mira vaasei tov. Right? Distance yourself from evil and do that which is good. Bakesh shalom v'radfehu. Search out shalom. Pursue it. Pursue it. So before we continue, what is this, you know, how does this whole fit into the story? Right, in other words, David says, Hashem, what's the point of insanity? What's the point of insanity? Hashem says to him,
now, how does it fit into the reader?
Yeah, but he called, what's the point of insanity? Hashem says to him, David, you've got complaints about insanity, you don't see anything, any wisdom in it, right? By your life, you'll have to ask for it. So how did he really ask for it? What do you call it? How did he really answer? Right? How did Hashem really answer his question? I understand. Just because he needed, right? There we call over the millennia, the millions of people who are crazy. So does that mean because David needed at one juncture in his life to be struck with insanity in order to be saved, that explains why Hashem created the concept of insanity? Maybe it is. I don't know. Is that it? I think it's something more than that. I think what he's saying to him is as follows. Right? It's pity it's only coffee. Yeah. I think what he's saying to him is as follows. Why did they let him go? Why the brothers of Goliath let David go?
Because it wasn't David Miller.
Because, I mean, they knew it was, but it wasn't. Right? They knew it was him. I mean, it wasn't like they thought maybe, oh, this is a mistaken identity. They knew it was him. But it wasn't him. Right? It was, even though he looked the same. You know, look the same. But once a person has lost, his sanity, you no longer identify him as the same person. Right? No longer identify him as the same person. In other words, you can look like your pictures on your passport. You can look like the things on, what do you call it, on your credit card or whatever it is, your driver's license. Yeah. But you're not that person. You're not that person.
And insanity, was he any not closer to Hashem?
No, that's not the, that's what we call that. That's what he called it. That's not the point. That's not the point. The point is that they let him go.
Yeah.
They let him go because they didn't see him, right, as being David. Right? Being David. In other words, you could, as it were, you can have a persona, right? A personality, as it were. When you become insane, God forbid, when a person becomes insane, you're no longer associated with being that person. So too, right?
Why? Because you lose your function, you're not that,
Because you're not that person. You've lost your essence, you're not that person. That's why in this parak, he discusses the idea, right, of Hashem's hashgach upon him, and then he begins to talk about Nitzor Lashon Chameroz Vasecha Medabir Mirma. The linchpin for determining what type of person you are, or you're going to be, or unfold, or what's going to define your persona, depends on what you do with your tongue. Right? In other words, you can fabricate. You can make yourself either into, right, Eve White or Eve Black. Right? Going back to what you call it, to those terminologies. You can make yourself.
Yeah, I can't really face this.
What?
I can't face it.
Oh, gosh. I can't believe it. I'm bullying. Okay. I wasn't saying about movies. I was just saying what he called it. I was just saying something from psychology.
How do you figure that a person's persona is defined by his tongue? What about his action? What about
his tongue's
his
well,
occupation? What about his
All that is ancillary. All what Ray called, what he called subordinate. All of what he called, you know, his job, his this, his that. What he does with his tongue determines, it leads, it leads him in a certain path. It makes him into a different type of person. It makes him into a different type of person. So it's like, every, and it would recall, I heard from Rav Moshe, endless amount of time, right? Endless amount of times. Yeah, the idea of that dibur is a lashon of hanhaga, right? Hanhaga, guidance, right? Dabar echad lador, v'shein shnei dabarim lador. Like Rashi says, when we're talking about the choice of Yehoshua as the following, as the next leader after Moshe Rabbeinu, that even though he will use Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, in terms of using the Urim V'Tumim, etc., but there's only one leader, Dabar Echad. Why the word Dabar? Because the leader leads with Dibur.
What did it say, Hagaga?
What?
What was the word you used?
Dabar.
Is Hagaga?
Dabar Echad Lador. Dabar. A leader. Hanhaga. Guidance. Like Hanhaga. Hey Nun, Hey Gimel, Hey. Hanhaga. To guide. Right? Lahanhig. Lahanhig. Right, a manig, right? A manig.
Wasn't that name of biggest thing? Haganah? Haganah?
What?
The vegans terrorist group. Haganah.
Okay, where are the ushers when you need them?
No,
that's a different one. That's different, and we're not talking about that. Verily thou vexest me. What do you call it?
Lashon is a person's...
Okay.
What guides a person?
Right, the person. What do you call it? The way you speak, it's not just a psychological factor we're talking about over here. Because the fact is, we know that the way a person conducts himself Yeah, in terms of behavior modification. What you accustom yourself to, right, the way you speak, it becomes part of your persona, the way you conduct yourself. If you're always cursing, right, if you're always speaking Lashon Hara, if you're always using nivel peh, etc., you just spend all your time doing that, so that feeds into your personality, right? I'm not saying it gives you a frontal lobotomy, but it definitely cause a person to conduct himself a certain way.
What he became.
It's what you speak. If you speak enough like that, it makes you into that type of person. But it's not just psychologically. It's cosmically. It's spiritually, right? Spiritually, the koach hadibur has that effect upon the person. Okay, so now let's take a look now at the svasemus.
First, more so than anything else, more so than actions, more so than
the again money. actions money, also.
Money speaks louder than words.
Where are my Valium darts when I need them? The everything is important. Everything is important. But a person's speech is like the fulcrum on his teeter totter. Yeah, that sends him in one direction or another. Like when it says, right, the Nefesh HaChaim, right, Chaim Yivolozhin, when he starts off his sefer, Nefesh HaChaim, so he brings down the psukim in Bereishis that say Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chaim Vayia Adam LeNefesh Chayal. A Kadosh Baruch Hu breathed into the nostrils of man, right? Nishmas Chaim Vayia Adam LeNefesh Chayal. A man became a living being. So the Targum says a Nefesh Chayal LeRuach Mamalala, a speaking spirit. A speaking spirit, because speech has the capacity, as it were, to link both the world of action, because it's out there in the world, and at the same time it links up with the world of machshava, which is internal to the person. So the speech, right, the speech, the ruach memalala, the speech has the ability to combine those two aspects of the person. His activity in the world outside, because speech, as after all, is makes an appearance, right? It's heard within the world outside, and it links up with also the world of machshava, with thought, which is the most internal to the person.
You are what you say.
So now, I mean, it could be a faker also. Right, that's what he also say. Elokain nitzor lishoni, or as like it says, nitzor lishon chomei ra, usvasecha midaber mirma. Right, nitzor lishon chomei ra, right, to say bad, usvasecha midaber mirma. In mirma, what's happening is I'm on the outside, I'm making it sound like all sweetness and myrrh, and on the inside, you know, I'm thinking to myself, when will I have the opportunity to put you on the slickest rollerblades possible, on top of the tallest staircase in the world, like maybe at the edge of the Great Wall of China or something like that. So fine. So says the Sfas Emes. The first Sfas Emes in right here on the page is the first Sfas Emes in the Parsha. It says Bemedrash, right? Mitzora is Miloshan Motzi Ra, to bring out the Ra. Ki mashanasan Hashem Yizbarach Yitzah Ra. Gam kein lo adam kmo shehu bechlal einu misnaged lavodas Hashem Yizborach. Person has inside of him he's got two yitzarim. He's got yitzarim. He's got a yitzar tov and yitzar ra. Yitzar is miloshen yitzira. It's the way you formulate the world. You can formulate the world according to your Yetzer Hara. You can formulate the world according to your Yetzer HaTov. You can either formulate the world in a way that will be successful and bring you and everything you come into contact with into a proper conclusion, right, your usage of the world, or you could formulate the world in the fashion of Ra, which means Ra is always, as I've heard from Moshe Zechatakel and Rachel so many times here, Ra is Miloshin Ra'ua, broken, like it's going to lead to nothingness. Yeah, okay. He says, but that, they're both inside of a person, a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara. And when they're, as it were, in their proper places, they're fine. In other words, the Yetzer Hara is not just for something I don't listen to, but I need to keep it in proportion. I need to use it properly. Like, let's say the Hitparut, like you said before, and then there's that sense of gaiva. If that sense of gaiva is because, you know, I'm Mr. Big, I'm the big cheese, I can, yeah, do whatever I want, I can bust up anybody that I want, I can, whatever it is, if that's where it emanates from, that's an unhealthy, then the Yetzer Hara, that sense of greatness, as it were, you know, is welling up in an unhealthy fashion, coming out and being expressed in a raw fashion. But if I keep it, as it were, attached to the general, yeah, its general purpose, which is inside of me, where it blends together, and the Yetzer HaTov leads, and the Yetzer Hara is with subordinate, etc., so then, hevech, it can be used for good things, like David said in David Bishas, B'Hashem Tisal El Nefshi, I take pride in the fact, look how close my good God, I feel such a sense of greatness, right? So everything depends if you keep it in the right place. Kimashanathan again says the Sfasemes, Hashem Yisborach Yitzhara Gamki La Odam, Kloshu, Bechlal, Inu Misnaged La Avodas Hashem Yisborach. Koshakotza Bishne Yitzarecha. Right? You have to ask Hashem Lokecha, Bechol Vavcha, Sase Chazal, Bechol Vavcha, Shne Yitzarecha. Use both of your Tzarim. Use both of your Tzarim to serve Hashem. Listen to Yetzer Tov. Don't listen to Yetzer Hara when it's trying to raise its head, you know, beyond where it needs to be. But when you have the positive things that come from it, use it properly. Rakamotzi min haklal. When the Yetzer Hara is no longer part of the general, yeah, picture of the person, the general, yeah, healthy part of the person, then it's no good. The Efsher, Shashnei Tziporim. We know that the part of the Tara process of the Metzora is you take two birds, right? One you shecht over Mayim Chaim, over water, right? Water from the Mayan, and Rikot, and the other one you set free. Shashnei Tziporim Chayos Tahoros Romzim Al Beis Yitzorim. They're both tahoros. It's not like you took one bird that's kosher and one non-kosher bird. They're both tahoros because they both can be used properly. But in the case of the Metzora allowed what it called one, allowed the Yetzer Hara to get to leave its proper place, right? What? Right, in other words, like let's say that sense of godless. Let's discuss it from this point of over here. Chazal say, take a look, look on the bottom page 2. See the footnote there? See the footnote? On the bottom, page 2. Right, the Medrash Tanchuma. It says, Zos Torah Etziyah Torah Sametzora. Zesh Omar, Shekosuv, Moves V'chayim Biara Loshon. This is what it means when it says that death and life are in the hands of the Loshon. A kol tov b'loshon. It's all dependent upon the loshon. Ma kosher loshon hara. Look, see how bad, how destructive is loshon hara. Shu kosher mishvichus damim. It's more kosher than shvichus damim. Umegili arayos, right? And for gili arayos, umeavodah zara. Really, look at that. Mishvichus damim dechsiv godol. Right, Avoni min Niso. Cain, after he killed Hevel, and he asked Hashem, Rikod, yeah, to bear his sin, he says, Godol Avoni min So. My Avon is Godol, is so big from my being able to bear it. Gili Arayos, Dechziv, Eich Ezeh Harah HaGdol HaZos. When Yosef pushes away Eshet Potiphar, he says to her, how can I do this? Ra ha-gedola. Note that in both Ritzicha, murder, the word Godol, big, is used. It was Gili Arayos. How can I do this big evil? It's also Godol. Yeah. Vavoda Zora, Dechsiv, Ana Chata Amazeh, Chata Gedola. Right? This is what he called reference to the Cheta Egel. It's called a Chata Gedola, Vavoda Zora. Chata Gedola, big. Umesapir, Lashon Hara, and when a person speaks Lashon Hara, Inksiv bo lo Godol, vlo Gdula, ele Gdolos. When the Tehillim refers to the sin of Lashon Hara, it's not referred to as Godol, big, Dola, big, or feminine, but Gdolos, it has many greatnesses, right, associated with it. Greatness in an unhealthy sense. Shneva Yachreis Hashem Kosifse Chalokos, Lashon Midabros Gdolos. Lashon Hara is called a Midabros Gdolos. So we see, in other words, it's the quintessential. The quintessential abuse of godless. The quintessential abuse of godless. Why? What does that mean? In other words, what is godless? Godless is an expression of my big ego. 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 So so when we talk about there's some people whose their expression of ego is when they can bash up somebody else. That's why we're tzichel. Right, that's power. Power. Right? Power. My power can break you. And that's why we're tzichel, has the word godol associated with it. And the ego there has become unhealthy, it's percolated up, and now I can break someone else, my power. Gili Arayos, I want to, as it were, be mashpia. I want to be able to, what do you call it, that sort of, it's not just an issue of my own personal enjoyment. It really emanates from a desire, what do you call it, to, without any restrictions, to be mashpia, to, what do you call it, to have an effect, right, on anybody and everybody.
Down.
No, we're talking about Gila Rias now. We're not talking about Gila Rias. We're talking about like what you call about licentious behavior, mm-hmm. Right? I want to be the stag in the herd. Right? It's not just an issue of what you call it. Not just an issue of you know its own pleasure. It's I'm the one who can, as it were, give over pleasure to everybody and anybody. That's also an ego thing. It's unrequited. In other words, one is taken unrequited without getting overly, you know, unrequited, you know, psychological. One's taken, you know, an Adlerian thing, power, and the other one's taken unrequited a Freudian, you know, pleasure. But it's unrequited. But it's the ego. What is my ego? What is my ego? This way, that way.
It's interesting. I saw in Ruach Hashem it brings a medrash that said the power wanted to live with the Chevron and the Miriam. And,
mm-hmm.
he explains that the reason why he wanted to do that is because if that would happen, they would listen to him
Right. Okay. Interesting. But now speech is called gedolos. Why? Because with my speech, I can fabricate. I can formulate, I can shape the world. Yeah? I can shape the world. I can, as it were, I'll say about this person that way, I'll build his world or destroy his world. Right? It's not just recall brute force. I can create an entire picture of the world. Look what the communications industry does. Right? The great lie. Right? They've all become disciples of Goebbels. Right? They just say over the same lie over and over and over and over and over and over. Look at the koach of Dibur. That is the last klipa. Right? The last klipa. It's such an incredibly thick, what do you call it, shell on truth. On truth. So now, after having seen that, right? So now, the part of the tahara process of the mitzora, part of the tahara process of the mitzora, is that he takes these two birds. They're both tahoros. They're both tohar birds. Because if my sense of we'll call it ego, right? For lack of a better word, if it were linked, like David said in Tehillim Lamedaled, Vashem tishalel nafshi, right? I take pride, look, my father is in heaven. Yeah? So then that tzipor is healthy, right? That's healthy. I take two tziporim, two birds, both kosher birds. Birds, as Rashi says here in the Parsha, why we choose birds? Because birds tweet. They talk. They're always talking. Now, what is that talking being used for? So now, there is the talking of Divrei Torah, right? There is the talking of Divrei, what do you call it, Divrei Tfila, right? Those that we understand clearly are pure. That's a pure bird, right? That's a pure tweeting. Chirping. Are we in the same planet? Yeah, right? Okay. Then there's the other bird. The other bird, let's say, is representative of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara, in other words, is... One is representative, let's say, of the Yetzer Tov. One is representative of the Yetzer Hara. What aspect of the Yetzer Hara? This sense of self. The sense of self. The sense of self, the sense of one's ego. Where do I find a healthy presentation of my strong self-concept, of my ego? If my sense of greatness, as it were, is associated with my closest Hashem, like David said, Hashem tishalel nafshi, right? Yishmu anovim v'yismachu. The humble will hear this and they'll rejoice. Because that's a healthy sense of self. I don't feel like a doormat. How can I be a doormat? I'm the son of the king, right? My father is the Borei Olam. That's healthy. But if the person's sense of self-expression, of ego, finds itself expresses itself in an unhealthy fashion, the most unhealthy of those fashions, as the Medrash we saw in the Tanchuma tells us, is the abuse of speech. Right? The abuse of speech is called gdolos, right? Not just gdol or gdola, but gdolos, yeah? I am, what makes me great? Where did we ever have a more greater example than you see how full of themselves are these people who write for newspapers, right? Or are commentators on the television stations or whatever it is, all the communications. They are so full of themselves. In other words, if we could translate ego, right, into sludge, and we had smell-o-vision instead of just what you call television, right? So you wouldn't be able to sit in the room with them. They reek. They reek. Says the Mashiach, when he comes, he'll be able to smell a person's Yerushalayim. He'll get next to the, what do you call it, Hashem should spare us. He shouldn't get next to us and say, hey, you need band, maybe won't work for you. Maybe you need Glade, right? Etc. But for sure, he'll get next to these. It's, ugh, ugh. This guy smells like you just dredged him up out of what he caught out of the sewer. Ugh, what a stench. Heh. So that tzipor, unfortunately, has been unhealthily used. It shechted. Right? You gotta build up again. You have to rebuild your persona, right? Right, that shechted upon the mayim chayim. Right, you gotta rebuild that part of yourself. You gotta rebuild that part of yourself. That's why the entire process of the mitzora is meant, as it were, to reintroduce him to this humility. He has to sit badad yeshev. He sits by himself outside the encampment. Like, why is this happening to me? Right, he's brought to the kohen to determine that he's a mitzor in the first place. When he is, as it were, the intermediary stage where before they're 100% sure that he's actually, what do you call it, he's actually a Metzora. It's called Hezger, right? He's shut in. And his mouth is shut also. Al Safam Ya'ateh. He, what do you call it, he keeps his it's a simon of Avelus. His hat is low down, or his shawl, or whatever it is that he's wearing, is down to his, what do you call, lips, right? Right? Silence.
But he does have something to say. Tell everybody he's a Matar.
Right, so that's the only thing, but that makes sure that nobody gets close to him, right? Nobody gets close to him. But that's what he called, that's all part of the process. And even when he becomes Torah again, behuva la coin, he's brought to the coin. Again, they can't bring him inside, they bring him to the edge of the encampment. And the coin comes out, he's not allowed to walk inside the encampment, etc. Humility. And that's the way he's going to rebuild himself. Right? Further. Let's just see this week, this last Svasemis. On the page. This one we finished, no?
With the
Tanchum we went back, what he called them, that was just to explain the idea that these are the two birds of the two Yitzharim,
uh-huh.
Right? The Yetzer Tov remains Tov, but the Yetzer Ra,
that's the
right,
one you let go.
Right, what you call that, right, the one that goes low, is let go, and the one that shechted is because the other Yetzer, again, the one that, the expression of ego, I abused it.
That's the one you
That's going to be shechted, we got to start all over again. So now go down to the Medrash Rabbah. Right, the Medrash Rabbah, the bottom, we call it on page one, right, the next, the last citation there. It says the Medrash Rabbah, says, Dovrach, Zos tia Torah Sametzora. Hu dichsiv, l'rasha omar elokim malachu l'saper chukai. Batisa brisi al picho. Yeah? So the Pasuk says, Hashem says, Dovrach says, yeah, what do you call it? No, Boshlam says, yeah? Right? He says to the Rasha, why are you speaking my statutes, my chukim, vatisa brisi alei picha, and why are you lifting up my bris, the Torah, upon your
what Hashem says to the
Russia, the one who is what he called, who is a baal lashon hara. In other words, once you've been mekalkel yourself with lashon hara, Hashem says, you think you just continue speaking divrei Torah with the same mouth that spoke lashon hara, right? Lehefech, it's a chil Hashem, right? Why? Because everybody sees what your conduct is like, yeah. And you're meanwhile you're speaking all this different Torah. You're telling over what you call about the tzaddikim and this and the next thing. And your own behavior is and your dibur is so reprehensible.
Right, hypocritical.
Right, what you call it's terrible. Says this Fasemis. Brings down the Medrash. Remember, Medrash those tia Torahs and Metzora. Who dechsiv l'rasha omer elokim malachol esaper chukai etc. The Mashakotsov. Become a komos Torah Hamitzora. Right? What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says here in the very beginning of the Parsha, Zos Tiet Torah Hamitzora. This is the Torah of the Mitzora. Beyom Taraso, on the day of his cleansing, Vuvala coin, you'll be brought to the coin. It's the second Pasuk in the Parsha Mitzora. So Masha Kosta become a komos Torah Hamitzora, Torah Hazav. It talks about the cleansing process. Right? For the Metzora, for the Zav, Mishum Shekol HaTikunim V'chol HaMaisim Na'asa Kol B'Koach HaTorah. All the rectification and everything that needs to be done is all done through the strength of the Torah. In other words, the person, a person is meant to be a shtick Torah. A person is meant to be a piece of Torah. We're meant to be a living Torah. Right?
Right?
We're meant to be a living Torah, right? We're meant to be a living Torah. That's what we're meant to be. Like the Chazal say, yeah. How foolish are the people that stand up for a Torah and don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham, right? The Talmud Chacham is the living Torah, or we learn out the din of Kriya. God forbid if a person is present when a Sefer Torah is burned, right, or destroyed, you tear Kriya. Where do you learn it out from? Right? Oh, I'm sorry. Where do you learn out? I apologize. Where do you learn out the din that if a person is present, when a person passes away, that you care kriya? They learn out of a kalvachomer, from by Yirmiya, when they burn the Sefer Torah there, and they tore Kriya, everybody was present tore Kriya. If on a Sefer Torah you tear Kriya, certainly would get burned, certainly when a person is nifter, right? You tear Kriya.
Right, it's only if the person is
in all its potential, right? I mean, unless the person is really caught in sin or whatever. It's, I don't know what he's doing. That's different. I don't know. But that's what it's learned from a kalvachomer. He says, "The Masha Kosta become a Komos Torah, some Torah, Torah Sazav, Mishum Shekol Atikunim Vechol Amaisi Nasa Kol Bekoach Torah." Ukefi Masha Mesakein Maasav Zoch Liskara Vela Torah. When a person fixes his actions, he comes closer to the Torah. We all emanate from the Torah. Our source of sources is the Torah. Everything in the world sources the Torah. Hisakul Baraisil Bra'alma. Because Baruch Hu used the Torah as the blueprint of the world. So that's true about the world in general. It's certainly true about man, who's got God, a chelik el kamim inside, he's got a holy neshama inside of him. V'zeh tikuna da kula be'oraisis kalilu. And that's his tikkun, because everything is included in the Torah. In other words, I've abused my the homeostasis, the proper relationship of my speech, my conduct, my to Torah, I'm not who I'm supposed to be.
What?
I'm not who I'm supposed to be. Just like we saw when I've abused it.
You abused it.
Now I need to put it back together. Behold, davar yeshol shorsh b'Torah. Everything has its source in the Torah. Mikosher kein nefesh Yisraeli. And certain the soul of a Jew has its source in the Torah. The kol zeh sheish lo pegam vekilkul, and he is kol is dabik b'shorsho. When a person is at work, when he's been pogim, he is damaged, he is blemished, some part of his conduct, etc. So he doesn't fit together. It's like you try to put together a washing machine, yeah, and you're missing some parts, or some of the parts of your record are stripped, right, or they're cracked or whatever. The whole blasted thing doesn't go together. Right, it doesn't make a difference. It could be the smallest thing.
Yeah, something you can make it fit. You know, like that's the idea. Anybody can take it apart.
Okay, this is an advertisement.
If something goes wrong, right, that's when you got it. You know.
Right, that's when you need an expert. I understand. Okay, fine. That was a paid political announcement. Okay, fine. I know you know how to put everything together. I already said you were a genius in that area. Okay. Wait, God. At any event, right?
What's the Aleph Yud?
After the Kilkul.
Oh, no. Zavik Bashorsho. You can't fit back to your source anymore. Right?
When you abuse the Torah.
Right, anything you abuse, really. But the biggest thing is when your speech, right? What's the point of you speaking the Divrei Torah, right? When you're committed to speaking one thing and conducting yourself a different way, right? Or speaking Lashon Hara. It's like using the pipe that's meant to give out fresh stuff, and you're using it also for sewage. You can't use it for what you need to do for the proper purpose. The Isa ki tzaraas ba milashon hara motzi ra. Tzaraas comes because the person speaks lashon hara. Motzi ra, perish. What does it mean, motzi ra? Perish. The yishlilmo tikon anefesh me'aguf. We should learn, yeah, the way, the relationship, the interrelationship between the nefesh, yeah, and the individual from his guf. The know that the ikar chiyus ha'odom b'leiv v'reya v'adam shenimtza b'leiv mispashek b'chol eivorim v'chozer leiv. The entire, yeah, cardiovascular system. The lungs bringing in the oxygen, passing it through into what he called into the blood, the heart in turn pumping the blood throughout the body, the blood returns to the heart, right? The carbon dioxide, as it were, whatever else is sent out, what he called back, what he called into the blood, back into the lungs, exhaled, etc. This system, this magnificent system. How they interlocks. Vizekium Adam, that Dhamma Benavshu, that person lives. Vareya Lahotzi Avir, Lahakni Savir, and the person's what he called lungs there to bring in breath and to exhale breath. Ukbochin Benefish Adam Ikur Kokot Yisrael Bapeh. The Ikur of Yisrael is Bapeh, their mouth. Right? Like we said, the Ikur of Adam Bakalal is Ruach Malala. Right? Is the we're a speaking spirit? I mean, no, yeah. The Hayadim de Esav, right? Hakol Kol Yaakov Yadayim De Esav. We know that the Koch of Klal Yisrael is in their path. Vulhotzi Mipnimius Adam. And hear this. Listen to this. That is really there's the person's path is to take out from the Pnimius the Torah that's embedded inside of the person. Diburim the Torah Kemaimer Chayim Heim Lemotziyim Bepeh. That's why it's so important to speak out the Torah, not just to think it, but to speak it out. That is our spiritual exhalation right into the world. We're meant to speak out Divrei Torah in the world. The Isa, and it says, Dvarma Yotzim Min Alev Nichnasim Alev. This is a fascinating shot, he says. He's not the Hebrew called them, I think even earlier than him they said it, recalled it, I think Revelim Melech, than the Tzfat Emes. I saw in the notes in some place what he called Noam Elimelech says that thing, and the Tushas Levi say it. Dvarim hayotzim min alev nichnasim el alev. So usually what we say that means is if I am earnest in what I'm saying, if it's yotzim min alev, it'll go into your heart, right? Dvarim hayotzim min alev nichnasim el alev. Right? If I'm speaking from my heart, it'll go into your heart. He says even more than that. He says if I speak it from my heart, it goes back into my heart. In other words, the way I speak influences me. Then I become a deeper person, a bigger person, a more truthful person. If I'm speaking from my heart, then what comes back in is further development of that heart. It uncovers, it reveals a new understanding, a deeper understanding inside my heart. Fascinating, right? V'umamish k'dimyon hilach adam v'alev l'choyvarim v'chazros olev. Just like the relationship of the record of the heart and the lungs, like I exhale, that gives me the ability to bring in new air, that in turn recall brings new life. V'alpi ha'pasuk kol necholim holchim ayam mokam shen necholim holchim Shabayam, just like the water cycle in the world. All the rivers, the world, they pass on to the sea. If the sea never overflows and swamps the world, why not? It's keeping more and more rivers. The Amazon is pouring in. Yeah, pouring. Because what happens? It evaporates. And what do you call it? Rises up in vapor. Right? And it becomes the clouds. Again, this self-contained system of where, what do you call it? Where one thing feeds the other. Right? Just like the water cycle. Goes in, into the seas, it becomes salty, but then on the other hand, really cold, then it rises up in vapor, condenses in clouds, comes down as rain, really cold. And now the opposite. Hamot record. Motzi ra hu sheish gamken yitzar la beleva adam bismolo koshkosov lechsil bismolo. Gishemotzi hevel smolo chutz machis al ruach shtus. When a person speaks the wrong way, so just like when you speak the right way, it gives you greater depth inside, you understand things, you connect to things more deeply, it makes you into a bigger person, into a better person. So too also a person speaks that which is not good, so that in turn also has an effect on the person. Right? And then he brings down, we call that medrash, etc., that we saw before. Right? They saw before the idea of gdolos. In other words, so that's what he called. That's the story here of the parsha. The story of the parsha is that, right, a person is where he has in him two kochos. He's got ki'ilu, right, the essence of man, the way he guides himself, the way he leads himself. Is through his dibur. Like we said, dibur is a lashon of anhaga. Dabar echad lador, ein shnei dabarim lador.
How do you spell that word?
Dalad beis resh, dabar.
Not that word.
Anhaga. Hey nun, hey, gimel hey. Guidance, direction.
Hey, gimel hey.
Hanhaga, like a nahag, is like a driver. Right? Right? A driver. Right. So we have the two tziporim, right? The healthy one, right? Both of them have potential for good. You abuse one, you gotta shecht it, and this person transforms his entire persona. He makes himself into a different person. That's why we start off this whole story here with how David HaMelech talks about the idea of Nitzol Lashon Chavira in the discussion of the Perek, of the Perek that addresses, yeah, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu did him a favor and struck him with insanity, which is meant to teach David that even insanity has got a purpose. So we said it wasn't just, you know, just to save him in that one time. That all the insanity that the world has, which appears to be a zilzul, a lessening of Kod Shamayim, this is a man, person made B'Tzelem Elokim, and what do you call, look at this, he's insane, it was only just for David? Efsher, but I think it's more than that. I think it's meant that we have to see that you can look like a hominis erectus, you can look like, what do you call it, you can look like this individual, but if there is something not right over here, you're not identified as being the same individual. When a person is crazy, like in the case of David, when he lost his mind, so the brothers and brothers don't want to kill him anymore. Because even though this is David, biologically, we test his DNA, he's David. But what are they going to make? He's not him. So to also, in that context, David says, a person should know that he could be the same, with the same degree of intellect, and with the same degree of wit, and with the same degree of all the mindless that he's got, but if he allows his dibur, as it were, to guide him down the primrose path to destruction, right, by speaking Lashon Hara, then he is not the person he's meant to be. He's a different person. He looks the same, the DNA is the same, he's a different person. And the only way to fix that is, we don't have this Lashon Hara, I have Lashon Hara plenty, yeah, we don't have this process of Tahara, but it has to be, right, through humility, through realizing, right, that he's made himself into a Mr. Hyde instead of Dr. Jekyll, Havdil, etc., rebuild himself. And then he finds when he starts speaking the right things, then that in turn encourages and develops his inner system as well. Right? Halavai, right? What we learned together today, we should take to heart.